You all feel religious this morning? Somehow or another, I just feel so religious. I don't know when I've ever felt any more religious than I do this morning. Do you ever feel the power of God? Can you tell it when you feel it? Oh, wonder that old boy sang, I feel like a morning dove. Feel like you can have church by yourself, boy. And you don't have to ask nobody. You can feel it in your soul. You'll do the religious huckle-buck and the big apple if God gets a hold of you, girl. I started when T.L. Osborne was preaching holiness. When Oral Roberts told him, go back to a church that preaches something and get out of that worldly church.
I rode
to the first camp meeting I ever went to with Oral Roberts and his father. Do you know that? I'm going to tell you one thing. Come a little late to tell me. Got me a song I wrote. I aim to sing it here, but I may not get to it. But I wrote it. I don't know where it's at. Now I laid it somewhere. But, and that's the name of it. Come a little late to tell me. That God is not real. Come a little late to tell me. His spirit I cannot feel. I got about 15 verses to it. Come a little late to tell me. Jesus won't come back. You come a little late to tell me. All that yakety yak. You know who I dedicated to? The devil. And that's I sung that first. Joy, you ought to have been there, son. Down there in Smith Church in Alabama, first time I ever sung it. God, it's that long. Come a little late to tell me. Got here too late. I first got in our precious people in the assembly of God. Preaching it so tight you can swallow to open your ear just like you do in one of them high altitude airplanes or pressure cabinet, pressurized just right, just swallowed open ears. Make you look around, see if he's just looking at you. You think he's looking at you and nobody else.
Right.
Something's got wrong with something, but I'm glad I'm not lost on what's happened. B and I pick cotton in California. I always wondered, Brother Ard, why they didn't have wheels under that sack back there. You get 90 pounds in one of them things and try to pull it. If it had had wheels on it, it'd roll anyhow. I couldn't understand why they didn't have wheels on the back of that sack back there. In Oklahoma, we snapped bolts. Oh, man, that's all you can say. I appreciate all the compliments that's ever been given to me and all the offerings you've ever given me. I don't want to sound smart now. But it's too late to flatter me now. Too late to flatter me now. I would like to say something that was weighty and powerful. Watch that, Paul. His words are weighty and powerful. Cut you. You know what that colored woman said down in Oklahoma? Said the gospel cut you gwine and a coming. Ooh, great Lord, boy. I come up among the fanatics. You can get too tight and choke the life out of something, get so loose and lose it too.
That's right.
My heart's been broke this morning. That boy walked out of that kitchen and he's headed for the Ukraine. That's where Babushka, she came from Poland, and the Polish drifted in the Ukraine and back into Poland and through the wars. But B's grandmother came from Poland. And we just met some of them over in Oklahoma the other day, some of her kin people, and she's been checking lately on them and met this boy up here, and he's going back to that country. And I just had to follow him out and give him something to help him in that work amongst those people. Do you think God is sick this morning? He ain't sick. He's not sick. He ain't sick. I hope I may even get a hold of my special. I don't know. I just got it. Then you come a little late to tell me.
You ain't no use preaching. It won't work. You got here too late. It done been 54 years in it. And you're full of baloney. You know somebody thinks that they can't do it. Ain't nobody else can. Amen. I done tried that and it didn't work. Well, I can't help it. I tried it and it worked.
Sure.
It worked. Some folks give the wrong advice. I held a meeting in Western Oklahoma and an old man said, son, he said, if you don't get sore, gargle it with kerosene. Said, it'll help it, it'll heal it. Said, the best thing I ever did use. Well, I just used my own cogitations and didn't do it. The next night he come and said, whatever in the world, son, don't ever try it. Said, it'll kill you. Said, I tried it again last night and like to choke to death. You've got to watch fallen folks' advice. Amen? Best lost job I ever pulled is following where folks told me to go and how to get there. And then I have met some that wasn't worth a snap. They said, there ain't no way to get there from here. So, if you can't go, get the instructions down. Amen. You can run off a deep end either way. But that book is a plain book. Though a wayfaring man or a fool need not hire there. God didn't set a road you couldn't find. God didn't build a way you couldn't walk. The religion you've got made you as cranky as you can be and unsanctified as a devil. You've got the wrong kind. Some folks think the way to be sober is to never smile and act like a grouch. Can't get nowhere with that. Have you got the blues? You know what I done when I was lost? Sung in the, stood at 908 Southeast 29th Street in Oklahoma City. Daddy lost. Daddy spent 6 months in the hospital. Brother sick, mama sick. I worked 42 hours a week, went to school every day when I was 14 years old. And I stood in the back door and watched the sun go down. I didn't know God. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Sun is gonna shine in my back door someday. That ain't a hole in the song. Man. I didn't know. Hello, Hassel. That's not a hole in the song. Man. But you know, God helped me rewrite that one. And I just come out with my own. I don't have it written down. It's been years since I even tried to sing at it. But trouble in mind, not me. I'm not blue always. Sun is shining. And my back door today. I'm glad I'm saved. Glad I'm saved. I'm glad you're here. I want to try to say a bunch of good things. Did you ever want to try to preach good and just flopped? Oh. Get up and took a text and went from it. Oh, help us, Lord. It's good to be with you. Didn't you enjoy LL's message on the fishing? I just love that. I know it go by me as Ebb Cove Rod and get down yonder where the big fish is. You know what? I've been afraid to fish for big fish with little stuff, but I believe you can do as good to fish for big fish with little tackle as you can bigger tackle. I've learned it this morning. Amen. God bless you. God's not dead. We had 200 cars in our day service at Bristol this year. We had 200 cars in the day service. 200 car in the day. You know what a fellow done 10 years ago in that knee? Pretty good man. He got up and said, it's going down. This meeting's going down. I said, God, he is spiritually blind. Very idea to tell the chairman the meeting's going down. You don't tell a chairman that after he's had the responsibility for 19 years and tell him it's going under on him. Not going under nothing. Going under. I've had folks tell me that you're going down. Going down, nothing. Better shape than I've ever been in. I feel better than I've ever felt. All I want you to do is stand up and sit down right there. Will you do that for me? Stand right up and sit right down. Did you see that? I beg your pardon if it's offensive to you. He just like a zombie a while back. Just a long time. He wasn't at home. No, wasn't at home. And she went through that. He's a ball of fire. God brought him out. Miracle sitting right there. There he is. There's a miracle. One of the greatest miracles we got in the house. I'm going to preach on kill the snake this morning. You want to go snake killing? That's what I'm going to preach on, kill the snake. And again, I say to the man taping this, if you hear anything that don't sound right, just blank that out. Don't try to run me. We have a running fight, me and him does back there. Didn't you like that guitar that he's leaving? You don't meet many like him. Can stand up and hold a piece of a guitar like that, an instrument like that, and tell you he made it. Those kind are going away. Where did that come from? God put it in some men's hearts in the earliest time to build instruments. To build buildings. He just put it in them. Amen. You say you'd like to be a songwriter? Some of the greatest ones I've ever met just sat down and looked at the sun. I hate to see that evening sun go down, and wrote a song about it. Just by looking at it. Look at a mountain, write a song about it. Go to a funeral, write a song about it. Wouldn't you like to let God do something with you? Use you in the world? Help somebody? Don't forget to ask me to sing. You don't have to ask nobody. Ought to have a bass to sing that though. I saw that part right there. But you don't have to ask nobody. You can feel it in your soul. Feel it. All right, we're talking to you from the Bible. And we're looking at... I want to look at Romans 8:13, what I'm going to look at right here. I want to thank LF asked me to come. I want to thank Joy for letting me be here with him. I've known Joy for years and years and years and years. And when he's in trouble and out of trouble and back in trouble and out of trouble, out there. Did you know what he's done down there where he's at? He's made the police force mad at him, some of them. You know one thing it called that? Jealousy. That fella went out there with a pistol and outshot just about everybody at the shooting range on the police force. The holiest preacher in town. Now that's embarrassing for the holiest preacher to outshoot the police. Did you ever shoot any crows? You get up early and you get out on the trees before daylight and try to get them before they go to flying. And if you ever shoot one in the front yard, pin a bouquet on yourself. You're doing good if you can do it. That feller went up in Virginia and got a pistol out, and Ralph Horton said, Brother Moore, he shot them crows a landing out there in front of the house with a pistol. I just won't tell you about Joy Hyde. I love Joy. I've known him many, many years. He and I are great furnace overhaulers. He held me a meeting in Oklahoma. Seemed like the wind chill was far below zero, and the old furnace's trailer went haywire, and if we didn't overhaul that thing... Well, there's an old saying, if you can't fix it in the oil field where I worked, the foreman said, did you fix that, Joel? No, he said, I couldn't fix that magneto. He said, can anybody else fix it? He said, no, sir, they can't. He said, all right, we'll order a new one. You know what he taught his men? If you can't fix it, take your hammer and beat the thing up so nobody else can, and we'll order a new one. We're tired of fooling, weren't we? That's the way me and Joel were doing that furnace. We overhauled that thing till you couldn't use it. You've had a bad time on the way to heaven? We haven't had. I met my evangelist preacher brother back when we carried a 2-gallon can of oil in the back. We bought at Oklahoma Tar and Supply. We had our own pump to pump the tires up with, our own patching. And Richard rolled in and said, how's it going, Mac? He said, I've had 11 flats today, LD. Break your own tar down. How'd you like to preach for the Lord? Amen. If they'll send me the money, come on, I'll come, I'll come. If they don't send it, if I have to hitchhike, if God says go, I'll go anyway. You got to be sold out and dedicated and give away to God. You can't hold nothing back. Take nigh thine own, that son. God will call for the best you got. They'll help me, I'll sing. You'll sing whether they help you or not if God sent you. I don't sound mean now, but we've got to have some soldiers. Yes, sir. I'm going to preach on kill a snake this morning. That's what I told you I was going to preach on, is kill a snake. I went home a while back, pleasant as I am, and live in the country in a little house. And paid $3,800 for it. I mean a house. And you thought it was $1,000? No, $3,800. And you know what? I walked in the house as peaceable as I am, you know. And there laid a a little snake about a foot long on the cabinet. And B, if you want to put her to shouting, sister, and no spirit there within a million miles of her. She's on up above 50 now. But now, listen, she can do the double twist and hit it off. If you put her in where a snake's at, she can come out of it, sister. I seen that little booger in there, and I run in there and swatted him with something I grabbed up there and killed him and got rid of him. I didn't want her to see him. We live in the country. Next time it came in, there's one about a foot long. No, I beg your pardon, 3 foot long, laying up on the cabinet. Oh, that little harmless bull snake. Can't we just get killing yourself? I seen folks nearly kill yourself on a harmless something. You better take care of it, Pastor. It's going to destroy us. Forget it. Forget it. You know what? She screamed, oh! I'm not making fun of her. I'm afraid to kill a snake in a minute here. Oh, she said. I thought she was going to leave me. I went in there and grabbed that thing behind the head, and you know he had the nerve to wrap his body around my arm. I just turned his head up and looked at him. I said, I'm in charge here. Did you know it? I just warped the life out of that little thing and sent him away. But you know, we had to find where this coming in or I had to leave. Well, she was going to leave and I was going with her. The way it was. We had to get rid of that snake. I'm just going to talk about snakes this morning. I was up in the attic of that same house when we were putting in the heat and air system. I put my own in up there, see, and I put the unit upstairs, and I saw a, you know, when a snake sheds its hide, I saw its hide laying there. Did you ever put one of them in your pocket? Then you'll learn how the thing crawls if you do. I put that snake hide in my pocket, two of them. And moving around working, I looked around, I'd fallen, the thing had done worked its way back out of my pocket and hanging halfway down. Put the thing back. Well, however God made that thing to crawl, even after it's dead, if you put that thing in where them things can hang on your pocket or something inside, it'll just keep working as you move. It'll just work back out like it crawls across the grave. And I was going downstairs, and I knew I couldn't let B know there's any snakes up there. These was 5 feet long. And that's hanging out of my pocket, and I'd stick it back, folks. Don't let that show when I get down there. I found a hole under the eave where they had gotten that house, searching for the mice that we was keeping alive upstairs that we wasn't aware of. And I got up there, and I heard something, boom, boom. We had a window air conditioner outside, and that thing had got scared of me and went through that hole and dropped down on that air conditioner. And I heard another thump. And I went in, got my 22, and sneaked out the front door and got around there. And there they was underneath that window air conditioner wrapped around it together and killed both of them and had my picture took. There's over 5 feet long, both of them. We're going to kill a snake this morning. That's what I'm going to preach about. Kill snake. They're not poisonous. You'll kill them if you live where I do or your wife will leave you, whether they're poisonous or not. You get rid of the snake. Oh, Lord, help us. I beg your pardon if you think I'm... but this is just the way I preach. It's just the way... God love your heart. I believe I've heard lots better preaching than I do, children. I know that. Romans 8:13. And the Bible said, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Well, aren't we all going to? Well, it means a little more than just what the surface says here. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. That word mortify is to deaden by religious or other discipline, subjection of passions and appetites. Mortify. Some folk mortify like Tavis Crawford said they did. Buried the old man, buried him out there in the graveyard, and the next morning come by and his arm was up out of the grave waving around. Mortify. We're going to kill the snake. I'm just calling this kill the snake. Destroy the vital functions. Fix it so it can't wiggle, jump, live, breathe, talk, give no more trouble. Amen. Kill it. I want you, the apostle said, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Well, Yes? Yeah, but he means more than just living and walking around. There's something else we need to do. But if ye through the Spirit do destroy the vital functions, mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Shout, shout, shout. What makes you do it? Well, the good way to do it is kill the snake. Mortify. Destroy the vital function. Get the flesh out of the road. You know, we'd get a lot further with God if we'd do a little snake killing. Destroy the vital function. Do like I did the old snake. I just turned his head up and looked at him. I said, I'm in charge here. Did you know it? What are you doing here? He'll look for a way to get out if you put it on him. And you can get rid of it. You know, we're troubled with what I'm going to talk to you about this morning in our world, just like we've always been, and we've got to do something about it. We need to mortify. We need to mortify to deaden by religious or other discipline. You know what's the matter with the Army and the Navy and the Marines and all, a lot of my people were military people, their background, military background. The sign you'd say beside the road, the Marines need a few good men. Men that are willing to dedicate themselves. When that old uncle of mine, C.D. Prater, gone for many years, AWOL over here, finally they shipped him to France and across the water. He got in the light of the German fars. You can see him in the distance. They had not yet contacted the armies. But he's the light of the German campfires. And the guard was on duty, went to sleep. And the old squirrel hunter from Chickasha, Oklahoma, Amber Blanchard, in that country, got up. The old squirrel hunter got up. He walked guard. One of the big boys come down. They was checking him in. They knew they was fixing to go into combat with him. C.D., what are you doing out here? He said, I'm standing guard. You're not supposed to be standing guard. He said, sir, when we can see the light of the enemy's fires, C.D., don't sleep. Said, we're sending you back. The boy that went AWOL, we're sending you back to officer's training. And they made an officer out of Dandy.
Yes, sir.
Mortified. You need to deaden by religious or other discipline. The world knows it. They don't have a disciplined army. They're not going to win. They won't win. You've got to have discipline. Did you ever in the world see a day when a man that's Irish and Indian would want to whip children that wasn't his own as bad as I do? I didn't say kill them. I didn't say break their bones. I tipped in the shower here. I didn't say cripple them. Upset a church soul, can't even have service for it. Go in a place to eat. Some people need to kill a snake up where I held a meeting in Kansas. The young folks went in and threw the ice and screwed the tops off the pepper and the salt just about off so the next person used to pour it all over the table and just left the straws and the napkins everywhere. And my boys happened to be raised by a man that believed in snake killing. This is just a text I got.
All right.
It wasn't hard to think of it was to kill a snake. They'd been raised by a daddy. Been raised by another kind of daddy. My son said, they got all through messing it up. He is their pastor. He said, I want you to go up and invite the manager of this place to our church. I want you to go up and invite the manager of this establishment to our church to service. Oh, no, 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 they said. Well, they said, clean up your mess then. You don't want to go ask him because you're ashamed of what you've done in his business. You go up and you clean all that. They cleaned it all up. And he went up, my son did, and apologized to the manager for such a mess. He said, you're the only one that's ever done that for us. They've always littered it and tore it up and left it and didn't consider it. Whoo, you won't get many amen, Brother Moore, if you don't watch. But some things we need to stop, and I'm calling kill the snakes, mortify. Well, it's got correction and discipline and instruction to mortify. It's to deaden by religious or other discipline. subjections and passions and appetites. We're out of control a lot of time. I hope you don't get mad. If you do, you won't be the first one. Oh, Mary got so mad at me. You hear Mary? Joe ain't talking about you. Because she put her fingers in her ears and said the PA was too loud. She couldn't stand it. It's about to blow her out of the building. So I turned it off one night, but I just went ahead and used the mic. You know, a lot of folks just use the mic because they think it looks big. Now, I didn't say you did, but I met them that did. If you'd have turned it off, they'd have never known the difference because they'd eaten it up anyway. Oh, I ain't going to have an amen or nothing before I get through this morning. Unplugged it the next night. I mean, I turned it off and held it right up like I'm listening. Still had her fingers in the ear, and that church said it's still too loud. Didn't even have the thing on. Wasn't even on. Where in the world have you been, boy? What am I preaching on? Can you tell them?
Kill the snake.
Kill the snake's what he said. A snake in the house. Let it go. We love them. Fill the choir with it. Let it teach a Sunday school class. Just calling that don't sound out of order. But if you're in LL, come down and see us. And you bring any of your people with you. Will you bring them that's killed the snake?
Yes, sir.
March them out that's done kill the snake. That had some discipline and correction and instruction.
Yes, sir.
Discipline, correction, and instruction don't make an idiot out of you. He don't make a dummy out of you. Sam proved that. And he didn't do it in the name of religion. I wish he's with us. I'm sorry he's gone. His stores are going down because they forgot what Mr. Walden taught him. He walked in, there's 15 people standing here to be waited on and 13 cash registers, but nobody at them. He said, get somebody on them other registers and get that line short and get these people out of here. The world knows that you have to have some discipline and correction. But anymore, the devil's made folks think that a preacher that does that is off his rocker. Until they wind up like I've stood by them in the hospital and about to die and say, preacher, have mercy. Pray to God that God will help me get straightened out. I've missed it. I've quit the church. I've talked against you. I've done dirty. Preacher don't run around holding things against nobody. No, sir, they don't. I don't have no trouble forgiving folks. As well as I like that old car I've got, if you'd go out there and shoot a tar off of it and come in here and pray through and get up and ask you to forgive me, I'd forgive you and never even ask you to pay for it. That ain't no big deal. Just got saved, that's all. Mortify. I hope I don't have to preach too long with you. See, I forgot. I'm supposed to be careful, and I'm trying to be careful, you know, since I've my heart, they worked it all over and all that stuff. I'll tell you what done to that great specialist. Come on. He is wondering about what kind of people we are.
Tell us about it.
He is wondering about what kind of people we are. I wish I had Claude here to sing to him. He loved me. Yes, he loved me more and more. I wish we had Claude Ely to sing that to him. We took a text. And we're talking about mortify right here from the book of Colossians. We're going to read. And from the book of Romans 8:13, we read that he's telling us to mortify. Deadened by religious or other disciplines, subjections of passions and appetites. Amen. So we're snake killing this morning. Don't get rid of it. Don't get it out of there. Get loose. Somebody said, I can't control this thing. We can control some things when we want to. There are some things that we've got to have deliverance from God on. But, you know, I come out of a high-tempered bunch. Great Lamb of God. Whew! And you know, some people can't control that. They're like that old boy that just slapped the child clear off the porch and had a fist in the feller. He didn't mind him. Said, I'm sorry, sir, I just have a high temper and can't control it. Till that old boy rode up at the gate on his horse and called him out and called him every bad name under the sun and threatened to whip him all over the yard. He never answered him. When he come back, the preacher said, I see you have control over it when you want to. If some old snaky spirits try to get a hold of you, some old evil something is trying to destroy you, trying to destroy your house, trying to live in your vessel, you need to have a snake killing. Get rid of that thing. Did you ever get delivered from anything? Anymore, the only way you get delivered from it is pack up on a bunch of pills and get yourself full of something so you're about half out of the world to get it under subjection. Jesus is here, he cast them out. Do you ever hear any devils going out anywhere? Where have all the devils gone to? Every preacher that I can name to you that used to be Pentecostal and it backslid, and we got some good ones left, but they was casting out devils in the meeting just like this, praying for the sick. Amen? Casting out devils. Where'd all the devils go? Where in the world have we got any left? Meanest, wickedest bunch that ever walked nearly on the face of the earth. America steeped in sin, steeper than she's been in the 54 years I've preached to her. What on earth are we trying to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what. Prozac, get that. Take that. That'll do it. Make dope heads out of our people. Millionaires out of the dope makers. Amen? Then wake up to the fact that it ain't doing you a dime worth of good. I'm not saying none of it helped you, but we're finding out from investigations that a bunch of stuff they made millions off of wasn't more than taking a sup of water for you. We're doctoring the wrong thing in a lot of places. We need the heart worked on. You know, I had a preacher friend got devil possessed. We're preaching on snake killing this morning. I don't love to eat them. They kill them out in Western Oklahoma, rattlesnakes, and make belts out of the hide, then cook the meat and eat it. Not me. That's physical snakes. They do it out there. Out to Old Keene, out of there, they have snake, a rattlesnake hunt every year. And folks go and hunt some morning, catch the most, gets a big prize, and then they skin them out and sell the skin for belts and cook it and eat it. Yeah. Not me. Snake killing. It's not a pleasant way. Really, it's not a shouting message.
You're doing good.
But there's a lot of things need to be took care of.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things need to be took care of. Mortified. And get things under subjection. Under subjection. What are we submitted to? What is it that we yield ourselves to? Amen? Isn't it strange how things can get a hold of people? One woman got so carried away down in Oklahoma years ago, she'd come to church and said, "Pray for Stella Dallas." You never heard of her? I don't blame a lot of things I ain't heard of. I ain't smart because I said something you hadn't heard of. Not a bit. But Stella Dallas was a daily program on the radio. And every day when Stella Dallas ended, her girlfriend was talking to her neighbor, and I don't know what they're going to do with George. He's hung upside down in the garage, and they left him there until the next day. Next day you had to get to Stella Dallas again on the old Philco battery operated radio. We got Grand Ole Opry on longer day making to see what happened to Stella Dallas.
Yes.
Hooked. Just be sure we get back from shopping in time to hear Amos and Andy and Stella Dallas.
Sure. Come on.
Hooked on dope. My God have mercy, folks, is hooked on everything. You're so bad. Now, I'm preaching on snake killing, and I don't you think I'm mean. I believe in the daily paper. I'm going to tell you why it's a daily paper. They inject that thing with just enough venom in it most of the time to get you back on it the next day to see what's going to happen the next day, to see what's going to happen the next day. And half of your comics promote beer drinking and wine drinking and liquor drinking and teach your children to learn to drink it because they're the ones that listen to it, and they promote that. I just studied them enough to know what they do. Yes. Snake killing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be a fanatic for sure if you burnt the funnies and wouldn't let your children look at them? I cannot name them, but I studied them enough to know that there's three main ones in the paper in Oklahoma City that promotes beer guzzling and drinking, and there won't be two or three issues out there that'll have them drinking again and drinking again and drinking again. And now your radio has curse words, curse words, curse words. Your radio, can you, y'all hear me? You know how a lot of folks, now you don't, and you're great people, but I've been where they thought I was the one that was off. And I wasn't the one that was off. I knew I wasn't off.
Sure.
I challenge you, your TV is worse than dog vomit, most of it. But your radio, the devil ain't going to let you loose. That snake's still going to get you. Every day and every night, they use two bad curse words continually on that radio. Brother Moore, you listen all the time, just enough to know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
One is where the rich man went. And the other is like the soul of the damned. They use those two words all the time on that radio.
All the time.
We used to have somebody that had put a little damper on that.
Right.
There'd be a beep come on. You would never hear the word. It'd beep it out.
Yeah.
It'd beep it out. We're preaching on snake killing, son. It's dangerous. It's got in our homes. And you pretty much got to quit taking the daily paper to get it out. Or you got to go through it and check it out and see what it said. Oh, are you glad?
Yeah.
All I'm preaching on snake killing.
All right.
No use getting excited. I ain't going to preach nothing about too much, just snake killing.
Doing
all right. We got to come to and wake up a little and do some snake killing.
Right.
You don't have to be mean.
No.
Get your children something decent to play with. And put them out in the yard on a beautiful day and let them little things exercise and get that vitamin C and that sunlight and have a good time. Stick them in the back room somewhere with a babysitter that smokes when you ain't there and swears she don't and comes back and don't tell them what she's told them. Raise your own children. Oh, Brother Moore, you're just an old timer. That's the truth. I went home and schooled. My daddy was a sinner. You having trouble up there at that schoolhouse? No, Dad. Everything's going smooth. They're trying to expel me for fighting right then. I wouldn't tell that. But when Dad found it out, I just as well told him, son. But he killed the snake, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I hear your mind talking to me too. Yours would too. Yes, sir. All right. We are going to kill some snakes in Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are around town.
Look out.
Huh? Seek those things which are above. You got to get above this. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Made the deep blue sea. The beautiful words, the birds that fly. The beautiful sky above. My God, have mercy. The most beautiful things I've ever laid eyes on. God made them when I went to the great high Colorado Rockies and hunted the elk and shot one a 500-yard shot. I must well thank you both. I'm telling you. I killed one a 500-yard shot. I shot it dead. The sheriff of the town sat on his horse and saw me do it. Yonder in the high Rockies, I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. God made it. Most beautiful thing that are in the world, God put here. It's not what the stinking evil devil, the snake, has put here, but what God, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. When we sing around a throne eternal on that wonderful day, hard to imagine what God's got over there. Beautiful fields of power just as far as you can see. Wonderful mansions of beauty built for you and for me. Have no to make up a song while I'm singing. Never heard that song in my life. Have no to make it up. Only way you're going to get anywhere with God is kill that thing out that's giving you trouble. If you can't do it, you get God a hold of it. He can. I used to swear, and I'm sorry, I ought not never mention it. A preacher hadn't ought to tell this kind of junk. When am I supposed to stop, Ella? I don't want to be mean. I don't want to make the cooks mad. Did you know something? I cursed by accident and on purpose before I got saved. I got an old boy in front of me. He thought I was better than I was. I had him deceived, most folks do. God bless you. Don't get mad now. If you do, you may have a little bitty snake charge. My old uncle come down. He is a Baptist and a pretty good one. And I stopped talking to him. I forgotten. Curse word like come out and I cut it in two in the middle. It was the funniest sounding word ever. I called it. Woo! I had to have deliverance from God.
Yeah.
You can just Head around with me all you want to. I didn't deliver me from nothing. But that old man came from Arkansas where the wind sang its way through the lonesome pine and preached the gospel. Never heard it in my life. Mama asked me to go down with my sister. And every way he pointed at me. And every way he looked at me. And he liked the picture on the wall of the house I went in. Every time I looked at it, he's looking at it. That's the way that old preacher man done. I could hear myself swallow. I swallowed to open my ears. I've been 1,000 feet high in an airplane done that. But I was down here close to sea level. And I still had to swallow to open my ears over that preaching. Woo-wee. Never been to altar in my life. I was selling 10, 20, 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30 cent oil out of one drum. I'd sell you 10 weight, 20 weight, 30 weight, or 40 weight. I could sell it for 5 cents a quart and make money, paid 18 cents a gallon for it. But if you got any 20 weight oil here, yeah, what price are you on? 35 cents right here, same in that drum. If it looked clean out of your car, I poured it in there and resold it for 25, 30 cents a quart. That was crooked. That was a snake in there. You know what the devil says? You say, come out of him, Satan. I ain't no Satan. I've done the best I can all my life for the church. You try to cast the devil out, son, say, I ain't no devil. Say, come out of you, devil. I ain't no devil. He never does confess anything wrong with you. Amen? I didn't vote him in. You can't find nobody in Oklahoma voted Bill in, hardly. Democrat state. Who put Clinton in? Must have been somebody else. We didn't vote for him. Well, somebody voted for it. There's a little lion snake gets in people. Needs that snake kill. You been paying your tithe? Yes, sir, regular. We never seen no tithe come in. I pay cash. Who are we trying to fool? I don't be mean with you now, but I'm going to tell you what that little snake got in our house. I finally got that thing up and told him, I'm in charge here. I swept the life out of him. Have mercy, Lord. Brother Moore, do you ever have anything you need to be delivered from? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I was an exaggerator. Amen? Exaggerator. Seen a lion down out in the backyard. That was a neighbor's old hound dog you bought, son. That wasn't no lion. You didn't ask me what kind of fish I caught, because I know you didn't see them. They weighed a lot more than they weighed LL.
Right.
That old lion snake. I'm just calling them all snakes. I know you precious people are great and good people. I'm not here to ridicule you or put you down. I just preach like I do, and sometimes I don't thank the Lord even give me my messages. Some of them. But I did think he wanted me to talk to y'all this morning on kill the snake. No, don't just shoot a little sleep stuff on it and let sleep your day. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. You lay hand on the man who's full of the devil, travel on his wife, done everything under heaven, and done everything... Wasn't fooled with that. Not a bit. He just kept praying. Come out of him, Satan. He said, Satan, come out of this man in the name of Jesus. And that old boy went to fight, and that preacher grabbed a cup of water and tried to, a glass of water, and tried to mash that glass in that preacher's face. That preacher ran out the door screaming. No, he didn't. He rode him clear across the front room like a horse. I know both of them. I know what I'm talking about. He rode him clear across that front room like a horse, casting a devil out of him all the way across. Got on the other side, and old Charlie just flopped the floor like a dish rag out. And that other preacher friend of mine stood there till he come to, opened his eyes a while and batted him. He said, oh, thank God it's gone. It had a hold of me. I couldn't control it. Had no control of it. I had no control of it. He said, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. I just named it Kill the Snake. And I've got to hurry. Set your affection on things above, not on things downtown. Not on things on the earth. You know why folks get so sad about what's happening here? They got the affection wrong place. If you're dead,
right.
You're dead, you killed it. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Don't push it too far. I used to be high tempered, and don't push it too far. Well, out here. Did you ever get by anybody? You couldn't get no attention out of them anywhere you tried. That didn't do a thing. That didn't do a thing. Whatever this carried away with, this carried away with. You'd put me out of hollering, wake up, I'm trying to talk to you. Have you ever talked to anybody? Never had no response at all. Yeah, here he is. Are you pointing at you, LL? Are we going to straighten this thing out while we're here? Amen. No hearing seemed like that's your affection on things above, not on things on earth, for you're dead. You ever talk to a dead man? Howdy, Jim. How are you, John? Talk to me, John.
What?
He's dead. You're dead. I pastored some wild, hot-headed Irish, German, Indian, name any nationality you want to. You can blame it on the Irish. You can blame it on Indian. Blame it on any. I've seen hot-headed hotheads for 54 years in 9 different churches I pastored, had every kind of blood in the world in them, plus the devil. And that's all you got to have if you ain't got any of the rest, to have a hot-headed, high-tempered, out-of-order nothing. Glory to God. Say amen. Amen. Here's another just to be hot-headed. Say amen. Amen! Kill it! Shoot it! My daddy was a good shot. Lester, he said, I bought you at 22. You see that squirrel right up here. And you know, folk, I went hunting. The folk couldn't see nothing. They said there wasn't nothing because they couldn't see nothing. That's why I'm about this preaching, these meetings. I pay no attention to some people at all. Why ain't God moving? He isn't moving. Why don't God do something? He isn't doing something. I used to be able to spot squirrels. I went hunting. See that squirrel in up here? I tell him till I give out. Can't you see the wind blowing his tail up there? It's laying just around that limb. That's his tail. It's wiggling in the wind there. He couldn't see the limb. You're hunting the wrong thing. You need to be hunting watermelons. Not squirrels. Not squirrels. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead. I'm going to tell you tonight, you got to do something. I don't care what nationality you are. Devil's all the same. Kill a snake. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. That's what I want to do. Oh, I want to do that. Mortify. Here it is again. Mortify. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He's talking to a bunch of wild sinners that never heard the gospel. No, he's not. He's talking to the church. And I'm in a church right now and have been for years amongst people that need to mortify, destroy the vital function, get that thing put under. It's going to put you under. Us preachers know that we're in a world of people, and even in the church, this right here has to be gone through again over folks that need things cast out of them. They need to dedicate, need to kill the snake, get back to God, get loose from that stuff. May God help us. Hey, you're great people, but this is what happened. For which same sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, because of that fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. All that wrath of God comes against folks on you.
Yeah.
Amen? God don't like it. Y'all ever saying God's going to get you for that? Well, I never was a high on the song, but I thought the title of what that verse said is pretty good. God's going to get you for that. Say, God ain't standing around waiting to get you. He ain't just waiting to get you. He's going to get you. We got too much of this here easy stuff being preached. Get away. You don't like the banker ripped you off. You don't like a car dealer ripped you off. I'm just illustrating. You don't like the grocery merchant ripped you off. You don't like to be ripped off anywhere. Well, we can't rip God off and get by with it. Amen? Kill that thing. Ask God to kill that thing. Into which he also walks sometime when you lived in him. You used to walk like that. But now, let's have a now experience of today. You're put off all these anger. Whoop, have mercy. Everybody gets angry, Brother Moore. Well, no, not everybody. You do. Amen. Let's put it where it belongs. I've got a problem with that, Brother Moore. You meeting down here this morning. Let's get to victory. We won't run y'all. We don't shoot to get to victory. Wrath! You got to leave wrath up to God. Wrath starts wars. Malice! I could, but I'm not going definitely to holy words. I ain't got time. I don't want the folks stopping and LL too good a man to stop me. Malice! Blasphemy!
Say anything you want to when you get ready. Run your mouth off 90 miles an hour everywhere you go. About everybody you see and everyone you hear. Oh, smart aleck, thinks he's smart aleck. He thinks he knows all. I never have liked her because I don't like color of her dress nohow. And just on and on and on. First thing you know, we're talking about God, the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
Holy Ghost wouldn't use a thing like that. Do you know that thing you're saying is a thing? Well, not really. I just don't like her, the way she looks. What's the matter with her? Nose is crooked. All the trout's is nearly. His daddy had her, what's called a Roman nose. Come down here and then went down like that. Now. Be careful. Blaspheming. You be talking about something you don't know nothing about. Filthy communication. Did you hear the latest? Now, if you've got the latest to tell me and it's unclean, let me come up. You come down here and don't tell me who you are so nobody will know it. And we're going to pray for God to cast that filthy thing out of you so you won't be telling them filthy things you hear in the name of religion, nearly. If a preacher tells it, that don't mean it's bad. Just as bad as it is if a sinner tells it. If it's that filthy communication stuff. Some old filthy stuff. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing here this morning. I'm tired of this meeting up this morning. You think you're justified in whistling and making over some woman's body that's a beautiful body when she's not your woman and you've got a wife and you're not supposed to look on ladies to lust after them and you run around popping off stuff like that? You got a snake needs to be killed. Joey, there's some beautiful ladies in this world, but when it comes to getting a lady to teach the children, we can't go by their shape to get them. We got to go by their spirituality. That's what we need. So I don't sound out odd. I'm just talking and you're not the one. But I've been where they got folks to play because they had talent. And I don't y'all think I mean I love talent. I love beautiful picking. I love beautiful playing. I think it's wonderful. But children, we've got some things on some, we haven't had them here, but we've got some things on some platforms where I've been that need to be out in the audience, and they don't need to be playing no more till they shape up. Or Brother Moore, you're fanatic. Or Brother Heisel, I'm not when it came to singers that know how to sing bass, alto, soprano, and tenor. We didn't want a fellow on that couldn't sing it. I don't care if he looked like the best man that ever lived and had the best manners of anybody. If we're talking about good singers, look for somebody who knows what they're doing. That was a stop sign you just run over, and that's the reason you messed the whole thing up. And that's a rest place. Did you ever get tired? You're supposed to rest some places in this book here. That's not a whole note. That's a half note, and that's a quarter note. And that means the key of G, not the key of D minor. You're out of time over there. Can't you tell it? Can't you hear yourself? Ain't nobody sing that fast. I mean, nobody knows about it anyway. I mean, that ain't spirituality. That's dumbness. I mean, if you run so fast you can't even play with you and you're probably out of tune, don't get offended, but you don't need to have a sing at this time. We need a snake killing, a house cleaning, where God can have His way. Amen. Oh, Brother Moore, you mean, no, I'm not. Put these things off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filth, communication out of mouth. Lie not one to another. Well, saints wouldn't do that. I don't think they ought to, really. I sure don't. You pay your tithes? Yes, sir. I've been paying them every week. Hey, no, you've not been paying tithes every week. Tithes is 10% of your income. It's not a dollar and a half every week, and you make $100. Now, here, glory to God here. God bless you. Lie not one to another. See, oh, it's a wonder I get an amen. Word. Seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds.
With his deeds.
I put it all off right there at lady. That old lying, filthy junk, I laid her down. You know what I am? What's called a holiness preacher. Ain't got hardly no enemies nowhere. Ain't that wonderful? But we need a snake killing this morning. I can't figure out what's wrong with my home. I've been able to figure it out a lot of times. I'm pastoring around and preaching around and traveling through 17 new cars, a bunch of old ones, a bunch of them airplanes. I've been able to figure it out. I didn't have to stay in the home no time. I had to figure it out. I wish I knew what is wrong. I could tell them, but if they'd listen, you need to have a snake killing here. Your wife is not a zombie. She's not a washing machine. That's a washing machine sitting out on the back porch. She ain't your wife. She ain't a hoe handle. You're not supposed to treat her like a woman. Be out trying to fix everything you can, but you don't think anything to fix. You put off the old man with his deeds. Laid him down. He seemed like a new person. He is. He gets saved. I appreciate all y'all that's been born again. We got a bunch of great saints here this morning.
I know what you come out of, but you got saved. You laid it. Have you let the snake creep back in? I wasn't even letting none of them in my house. But that thing got in there. And the only thing for me to do is scream like Bee does and run out the front door. I love her, and I'm making fun of her, and I don't blame her for not. But I'm not a snake hunter myself. But they ain't got no business hunting me. I'm going to get them. I will dismantle the bed and tear it out a piece at a time till I find that snake. And when I get him, he better wish that I don't attack, because I am going to attack. Amen. Why don't you get after that thing that's been giving you that trouble all them years? Had one little lady had a snake in her, and her husband got out, brain tumor, and took him to the hospital. Operation gave me more trouble. I'd shake a stick at, but I wanted her children to say it. I wanted her to say it. I wanted to try to get him right, and we just kept a hammering on the snake den. I kept trying to kill him every time they put the head up. You know, we got in the hospital with him. They operated on his head. Big bunch of stuff in his brain. She was running up and down the hall screaming, "I'll kill myself! I'll kill myself! I won't live!" I had three children. "If he don't live, I'm killing myself! I'm getting out of here myself! I'm killing myself!" Yes, a wild, crazy thing. I got to go back and talk to this preacher a minute about this thing. "Son, she didn't need no preacher saying, 'God bless you, sister. Try to calm down now.' Well, you never could calm her down. She's the one accused me of chasing men and preaching for money. Thank God I wasn't guilty of either one of them. But you know, you can't calm that down. You've got to cast that out." She kept strutting up and down the hall screaming, and her children tore all the pieces, and I got tired of it, and I got angry. Sure. Be angry and sin not. Oh, I'm protected in it. Yes, yes. Just don't let it get the best of you. I went out there and said, "Mary, shut up. Shut your mouth. What is wrong with you, woman?" "I'll kill myself." I said, "If he dies," I said, "he ain't going to die." "He ain't? No." She had heard that the Lord had revealed things to me. Folks have heard that and they get scared of me. God ain't crooked. He don't reveal nothing. No man to destroy nobody but to help somebody. That's all he ever does. "No, it's not going to die. Go in there and shut up. You've got your children to all the pieces. You're going to kill yourself. Shut up. Quit that foolishness and go on in there and say, just like that old gal is fighting it out there in your driveway at that man. And you had to go straighten that out. I love the way you've done that. Hallelujah. Go in there, Murray, and shut up. Sit down and shut up. You got your children to all the pieces and your husband ain't going to die." "He's not." "No, it's been 20 years ago when he didn't die." She needed a snake killed out of her. That old evil thing got in her. She talked about me so bad and be so bad and give us so much trouble till B went to praying for God to do something to her. This is it's inside information now. Don't pass this on to nobody but just whoever you want to. Snake killing the message this morning. "Got it spotted, son. It ain't what we thought it was. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It's not a communist. It's the devil." B said, "Lord, do something to that woman out of the ordinary to stop her mouth. She's tearing the church up. She's tearing everybody else up. She can't stay off the phone or on the phone either. She's just bad, bad business." And all the preachers said, "Amen."
Yeah.
She went to the zoo with her children and had a Studebaker car. I know we're old, and that's an old car, but the Studebaker car. Four-door. B said, "God, do something to her, whip her, do something to straighten her out. She's giving us trouble in this church. His mother's here and her daddy's here and a bunch of, you know, kinfolk roots. Hard to kill a snake in there. Get somebody else when you do. Glory be to God. And that snake ain't he something. He'll lay back there and he'll go back in there and he'll lay back out there. Now, where's that? Nobody else is. Back off in that. I hate them things. I don't care if they ain't poison. I kill them. I'd depopulate the world of them if I could. But you know what? She went to the zoo with her children and got out to go in the zoo. Got out the front door and the children got the back door. And God moved on. Yes, God moved on the Studebaker to gently roll forward. She didn't realize it and the back door hit her and knocked her down. On the ground under the back door, she tried to get up and get up and get up and the car just creeping on. And she beat herself black and blue from the bottom of her spine to clear up between her shoulders. Did you ever hear of anybody getting such a whipping as like that? He had to haul her to the hospital, and she is black and blue where that door had whipped her, just like whipping her with a pole, all the way up her and be saying, "Oh, God, do something to that woman to make her stop this foolishness and quit this meanness." Well, it done a good lot for her. No, she wasn't crippled or anything. God just whipped her like he does in a different way than you could ever imagine. Trying to teach that woman something. I'm glad it ain't time to eat because I've got to go here through this next. I've got to go to the end of this. And put on the new man. You look like a brand new man. That's what we need. Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Got his knowledge fixed up. Where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Took them all in here. Whatever kind it is, God gets all that killed out and done away with. It'll be put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Put that on! You come out with the wrong garment on. You need to go back and put something else on. I don't care who you are. Get off the front porch. I'll shake my dog on you. Hold it. Go back. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. You ought to be shot right through the head. Why? Stole my milk bottles. Oh, no. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another. Can't hardly stand him. I'm just like that about my preaching. I don't blame you. I can listen to it on tape and say, if I couldn't beat that, I wouldn't have let him tape it. And if I found out they did, I'd ask for it and destroy the original copy, the whole thing. Forbearing one another. You've got to do it, children. Now, preach, don't kill snake. Now we're at the place where you're just having to carry me. And you just have to bear me. But now you're going to have to do that, see? I've got to finish this because if I don't, I'll have to preach it again somewhere. If any man have a quarrel against any, why, nobody in the church does that, do they? No,
surely not.
Nobody amongst religious folks has a quarrel against anybody, do they?
Not preachers, surely.
Surely not preachers. We're talking about killing the snake this morning. That's a simple thought we've got for our text this morning. And we're going to have to put on something, take off something, and put on something. Humbleness of mind. That's a good thing to have. I don't know if I've got so much of that, but that's good. Meekness. Long suffering. I've waited on her 10 minutes. I've waited on her 15 minutes. If she don't get out of here, I'll go without her. That's what that old boy done in Eastern Oklahoma. Make his wife and daughter walk 2.5 miles. Big old girl nearly gone to mother. Old mother, pretty old. And he'd drive on to church because they wasn't ready in 10 minutes. They all been ready. And drive and make them walk 2.5 miles down across the creek and in the water and have to take his shoes off and walk through the water. And he'd just sit up there just like his holiest God. Hey, come in, that's good enough for you. We need some snake killing going on. People give you a piece of their mind. I don't need any of yours. You don't need any of mine. We all need what all we got ourselves. Joey, so you got anything right here that needs to be killed out this morning? We are snake killing what we're doing. Some folks need to give a request in the next few days in the home church. Pray for me. Yeah. And me go to the altar. Get prayed for. Jill, I'm just talking now. You don't have to admit a thing. But I've had 9 churches. Never a great success nowhere. But I've actually had some Sunday school elections. I just had to tear them up. No, we can't put Uncle Zach in. Yeah, Uncle Zach can't even read. Had to have somebody read for him. Ain't been saved about 3 weeks. Yeah. We just can't afford to get him as a teacher. No. Teach the Bible class. I nominated Uncle Whistle for deacon. Who? Uncle Whistle. Is he here?
Yeah.
Third time he's ever been here. Yeah, but he's a wonderful good man. Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know him? I don't know him. Do you know him? I don't know him. You know him? I don't know him. And the book said, know them that labor among you. I used to be a mechanic. And a time or two, I need some work done and clean clothes and travel and stuff and didn't want to do it myself. But I found out pretty quick. I said, if you don't mind, would you loose yourself from them ranches and just leave it like it is? I'll take care of it myself.
know them that labor among you. Sometime our trouble is, let's get that evangelist. I love his appearance. Well, what's that got to do with it? What, pray tell, does his appearance have to do with it? Now, understand, I know if he's dressed like a clown, if he's got his pajamas on, and some of them look like they have, and I can't help it, Elder, but they look like they got the pajamas on instead of breeches to me. But look, no, we ain't snake killing. We've left some snakes in the door in the place too because we didn't know. Good man is never offended because you wait. Good man is never offended because you check him out. Good man is never offended because you say we don't know you, and that's the reason we can't accept you till we understand who you are. That's all right. That's all right. My little message is snake killing. I'm gonna get on to it here. I'm going to do this the 17th verse. Above all things, now we're putting on some things now. Above all things, put on charity, which is a bond of perfectness. You haven't got that. You won't be perfect. You can't reach that. I'm not saying I have, but you can't reach it if you don't have charity. Charity, you just can't have it. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you're calling one body, and be ye thankful. Just a little teaching, preaching lesson this morning on snake killing. I went to a church to preach, and I had a dream that night. Snakes in the aisle. Snakes up front. Snakes all over church. I went home with the crooked pastor to eat dinner the next day. Live snake right outside the back door. Poisonous live snake laying right on the ground. Right outside the back door. The man wasn't straight. And the Lord revealed to me that we needed a snake killer in there. It's hard to get folk to respond to an altar call when a preacher's wanting a snake-killing altar call. But if you do have something about you that makes you wonder whether it's of God or not, I would advise you to make many trips to the altar, and don't be afraid to ask good men of God to pray for you if you really desire to be delivered from it, because it might be an old snaky thing that'll ruin you after a while. One more verse here, and we're going to get through with it. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. I wish I had a whole bunch of that. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spirit. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Do you know some folks seem like to me think that the way they're supposed to edify their children, their son-in-law, their daughter, their daughter-in-law, and others is giving them a piece of their mind, sister. Come. Let's go back to the Bible. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Charlene Moore is David's wife. She is my daughter-in-law. She will always be my daughter-in-law. Through the thick and thin and the tears and the sleepless nights, I've called her. This is your father-in-law, says. It's been a stay to her.
Right.
Still am. And she knows it. I am her father-in-law. Always will be. Say something, great God, that's juicy. That'll make them say that again. What did you say? A lot of folks say that when they heard you, but they want to hear it again. You know when you do a good job, and you take a woman cooking, and she cooks only pumpkin pies, you know, or pumpkin. Pumpkin pie, whichever way you call it. Made out of pumpkins. And that's good, man. What you want to do now, you preacher better listen to me. Don't you do like that preacher come down in Oklahoma. Sit down at a good woman's table that I know well, cooked real good. And that silly thing, God forgive me calling him silly, but if he's silly, he's silly, ain't he?
Yeah.
He said, I don't like that. I didn't like that when I was raised at home. I don't like to eat that. Great God, I never said it one time in 54 years at no woman's table. Even that woman that made that pie and put salt in instead of sugar. I took a bite of it, never said a word. All that she said, she tasted of it, says. She said, it's been a bad mistake here. Don't eat none of the pie. Don't eat part of it. I'd eat the rest of that too, for it. I had a fire up over it. Maybe it's hitting you good, Joe. I don't know. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. How about it, preachers? Woo! wish I wasn't so long-winded so I could preach another hour. Got to do some snake killing.
Yes.
Better do it down at your own house. Go out to your school board meeting. Go like we did up to Newcastle. Had a Christmas program. Nothing but donkeys and apes and gorillas and lions and all that junk and no Bible read, no talk about Christ being born. I went to superintendent, what in the world is wrong with this schoolhouse up here? We've got two board members, one here, Baptist church board member here on the board down at the Baptist church. Where's your mouths at? What do you mean? We just like pagans up here. Why have any Christmas stuff? There wasn't no Bible read. There wasn't no manger seen. There wasn't no God in it. There wasn't no Christ in it. Next year they read the whole second chapter of Luke. They had the office to... Because I was up there clapping my hand. I may have been out of order, but I'm telling you, I was back in it. Hallelujah. Snake killing. Sneaked into our government. Can't talk about God. Can't say nothing about God. Can't hold up for God. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yeah, let the word of Christ dwell in you rich in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another, psalm, hymn, spiritual song, sing with grace in your heart. Now this is the last verse. God bless you. It's not near as bad as the English class was when you went to school. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, and I do. Thank you, Brother L.L.